course, that's a considerable lower than right up here. So this is more or less higher ground here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go right north of the Hodge Ditch. As you go along the highway, there's a Hodge, is what they call the Hodge Ditch before you hit the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they're riding it around there. That's where it really starts.
A Hodge Ditch?
Hodge, on the Hodge Ditch.
That's just a name. And
yeah, that's just a name,
yeah.
for the ditch.
Oh.
When you have a light rain where it's maybe just barely see that it's raining, what do you call that?
Oh, that's just a sprinkle. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. When it's maybe not even quite raining, but you sort of feel
it's
wet.
Sort of wet. That's a mist.
That's a mist.
I would call that more of a mist. Yeah, a mist.
In the wintertime with a river there, do you ever get any, I don't want to say the word because I want to hear the way you pronounce it, but do you get any of the stuff where it comes in and you can't see, maybe across the street even, gets in?
Heavy dew or a heavy fog?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But when you got this around, you might say that outside it's...
Yeah, it's sort of a fog. That's what it is. Where it didn't rise, that it's still down, and the sun would come out and would clear it up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The I guess I understand. I guess early in the season, they didn't have much rain around here.
Oh, we had plenty around here.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would have thought, because in Chicago there's a lot of rain.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain around here.
When you don't have rain, it kills the crops. What do you call that?
Well, that's more or less a drought.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drought.
Does that have to be real long, or do you call a shorter period? Where it doesn't
well, it's it could be as a dryness, maybe for 2 or 3 weeks. But if it goes any longer, why? You see, that dries out your soil and your corn and your soybeans and your garden stuff. Well, it takes the moisture as well as the sunshine. And without sunshine, you wouldn't receive any crops either. You
mm-hmm.
see, the ground has got to warm up, and that comes through your sunshine. But like this year, it's been very lovely weather, and rain on time, and plenty of it, and no storms. You know, you take usually in the spring of the year heavy lightning and so on, but no, we didn't have much.
The
nice.
When it gets real cold at the end there, it gets cold enough at the end of the year to kill the crops maybe that aren't even in quite yet. What do you call that? It gets cold enough to kill the crops.
Oh, well, that's your frost. That's about all. Mm-hmm.
They don't use that. They don't have any other term for it around here.
Well, no, I don't think they would use any other name. It's that's when winter arrives, I guess. I would say.
Okay. So you got a pond, and it gets cold enough you can ice skate on it. What do you say about the pond?
Well, if you could skate on it, if the weather is favorable. You see, you got to have cold weather and continuous cold in order for the water to freeze up at a certain degree, that there's probably 3 or 4 inches of ice on there.
Mm-hmm. If it's less than 3 or 4 inches, how would you describe that?
Well, that would describe as thin ice, that's all.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say a skim of ice?
Or a skim ice or thin ice, something like that.
If it's not much wind and all of a sudden it starts blowing pretty hard, you might say that the wind did what?
Windstorm, that's about all.
You wouldn't say anything like the wind is picking up or anything like that? Or?
Just a lot of wind, a windstorm, that's about all.
Okay, if the wind was blowing hard and it all of a sudden wasn't blowing at all, you might say the wind did what?